brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jim Tucker is just a few miles away from me in his hotel. He's going to be joining us via phone. It's Bilderberg 2012. This is important. We'll continue with your calls and other guests throughout the day and breaking news. Right now, we're going to go back to your phone calls. Mark in North Carolina. Again, Alex Jones here from the road, Bilderberg 2012, confronting the global crime syndicate. Mark, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. It's good to be on with you. I took a vacation day Friday, and I'll be headed up there that evening. And I'd like to make
a couple suggestions.
Yeah, I'd like to make a couple suggestions. Probably like some other people that are going up there, I don't exactly have the money to stay in a hotel. So what do you think about setting up a camp right outside the Marriott where we can just prop up tents?
You think? I haven't talked to the police about that. They were asking my game plan. And again, they weren't just playing a good cop. They were, genuinely acting like they were actually Americans, which is really unusual to actually run into this. It was refreshing. I feel like I needed to give them a cup of coffee or a piece of pie or something like the old days. But I'll bet that that is not going to be smiled on too much. But if people want to attempt it, the police, as long as you don't block the roads, didn't try to violate any of our First Amendment rights 4 years ago here. So there's all sorts of kind of parkland commons areas. It's in the midst of all the big defense contractors. So there's, you know, some ponds, some duck ponds and things. And yeah, I would imagine there's a parking lot down the street people always park in. There's plenty of places to park and sleep in your car. I would imagine you could sleep in the back of a pickup truck or something like that. But that's a pretty good idea, actually. But I'm saying everybody should just go into the hotel before they shut it down tomorrow morning. And because, you're just going in there to get a cup of coffee and give them money. We're not doing anything illegal. I mean, we're just tourists, and we want to know about the global elite. So I'm just calling for waves of people starting today to just start going in there. And say that you're going to the restaurant or say that you're going to visit a friend, your friends you're meeting there. What do you think of that idea?
I'm planning on staying in a Walmart parking lot, a couple of local Walmarts myself, if nothing else. I'd also like to make another suggestion about the presidential election. I voted on Ron Paul here in the primary, but it doesn't look like he's going to win. And I'd like to suggest maybe for the final vote, I think it's in the end of the year, right? But why don't we write in voter fraud? Everybody write in voter fraud and see how many people we can get to do that.
Ron Paul did win the first few primaries. They cheated him. I told people that was it. They're going to hand it to Romney. The delegates now, they say, is to get him a speaking slot. Ron Paul won by running and getting other candidates to run on a constitutional platform. And he got the whole power structure scared, Bilderberg scared, Ron Paul won. But now they're going to say, because they're stealing, major states from him, they're going to say, oh, my gosh, it was all a failure. We won by resisting. This is a process. And I do hear what you're saying. I think that's a good idea. Thank you so much. Look forward to shaking your hand. Let's go ahead and talk to Sid in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
I'm good.
I hear the excitement in your voice. And let me say, my friend, your years of being the prophet in the wilderness are about over. You're at the gates, my friend.
And you know what happens when they actually bring the prophet in, usually? Then that usually gets his head chopped off. But listen, it's a message. All of us together are carrying the message of liberty. It's not just Alex Jones. It's not just Ron Paul. And again, it's not just that we're being, knocking ourselves down because we're not arrogant. It's that the power isn't in Ron Paul or Alex Jones or Jim Tucker or Richard Reeves or any of these great people. G. Edward Griffin, the list goes on and on. Bob Chapman. The power is in the idea and liberty and all of us together moving forward. Shit, I got to go to a guest, but if you want to hold, I'll come back to you after that. Jim Tucker, straight ahead. This should be some breaking news. You'll want to stay with us.
Six
of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Studio, Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter who's raising Cain with the globalists. He's been arrested, detained, you name it before. I was thrown out of the Westfields Marriott this morning. The police were very nice, but the hotel person was very angry. That was all live streamed. That's all archived at InfoWars.com. You see a green link on the right-hand side of the navigation bar that says Bilderberg 2012. It's green right next to the red breaking news link. You'll want to follow all of those. We also have a free stream up at Justin TV and Ustream right now of the radio show. And I got to say this. I get frustrated some on air. So much is going on. I got some sleep deprivation. But the crew is amazing. Everybody back at the Houston Command Base / Austin. Everybody here on the ground. You, the listeners. And I want to thank God for us getting here safely. And everybody, it is incredible what's happening. And Bilderberg was routed in a devastating fashion with Jim Tucker, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and over 1,000 other people over 3 days in St. Moritz, where they hoped no one could get, where they even filmed James Bond movies in the high mountains of Switzerland. Bilderberg beside themselves, members of the EU Parliament beaten up trying to get in, members of the Swiss federal government, members of their Congress, it's got a different name, but that's what it is, thrown out. This is big. This is big. Well, this year is even bigger. Thousands are going to show up, ladies and gentlemen. I can't go in a restaurant down the street without listeners being in there. Any hotel I'm at, because I'm at a couple dodging the operatives. Not that I'm scared of them, but they will break in your room and stuff. So we have to carry the tapes around with us like turtles. But we also send out live streams now, which really gets them upset. So all of that taking place, just a recap, Jim Tucker, who blew this open first, I mean, Westbrook Pegler first did back in the 50s, and Tucker was a beat reporter doing sports and news, saw it, got into it. For 35 years, he's been covering it. Back when the media said it didn't exist. Jim now has some new intel for us, but Jim, it's got to feel really satisfying to see it in Politico, Salon, Washington Post. They have to admit now there's really a global elite breaking the law, violating the Logan Act. The police told me off record that they don't like the globalists and they know they're mafia. I mean, I had some amazing off the record discussions with police today. It was so good to see them waking up. I mean, we could really turn this country around. But Jim, tell us first off any new intel you've got and then what you make of the fact that they ran everybody's background last night in the hotel, knocked on doors and threw people out. We've talked to the witnesses, wouldn't give us a room last night, threw my guys out, threw me out today because I wanted to see if my guys could get in. They are telling folks, quote, we've got machine guns. The Bilderberg security, a 6'3" Swedish woman is running up to even people that aren't even reporters, grabbing them by the arm and saying, we have machine gun nest, as if we're like Americans or like North Koreans and will fall to our knees or something. I mean, it is like comic book level, Jim Tucker. What do you make of that? They've now erected a big steel fence around it. That's never happened before in the U.S. What do you make of this?
Well, part of what you talk about is quite typical. Years ago, I would actually stay in the hotel like you did Monday night and Tuesday night, developing sources. Since I got a little bit bumped up yesterday and been a little bit lame, nothing serious, Mark Anderson did the dog trotting yesterday. The days I did stay there, they were told very firmly, you got to be up no later than noon, no later than noon. They're very rough about it. One time in Italy, the cops took me down to headquarters and started asked me, why am I in Italy? And I said, you know damn well why I'm in Italy. I'm here to expose the Bilderberg group. You know all about them. Well, you know who they are anyway. And I'm going to tear their clothes off. I'm going to expose them. And he said, do you have any credentials? I said, well, in the United States, we have a First Amendment. You don't have one in Italy. But I do have the little card I dangle around my neck when I cover Congress. Here it is. And then he had a girl interpreter read it to him. She read it back saying, I guess he is a member of the press. Okay, we'll not harass you anymore. So they drive me back to my own hotel, as they promised they would. And they did not harass me anymore. But for the rest of the Bilderberg meeting, every evening, we would have our reporters meeting at 6 o'clock as usual. I looked in the mirror of the hotel bar where we begin to gather and saw four well-dressed, solemn-looking men sitting on a bench in the lobby. And asked the bartender, has ever seen those guys before? Said, no, I have no idea who they are.
And they'll be there tonight when we meet at 6. You'll have a huge FBI guy, or Marine in one case, in a suit, plop down next to you. They're like gorillas. They'll like, pull your head off without even trying. Let's go blow something up together. And I'm like, come on, man. I just want to eat a hamburger. I want to cover the New World Order. They're destroying your family as well. And the big old cop or Marine will go, whatever, just doing my job. And it's just, the same thing happens every time. Now, I want to go back to you and Mark Anderson last night. You say you took a spill, got roughed up, or that you're injured somehow, Jim?
Only slightly. They try to make a big thing out of it. They want to take you downtown in an ambulance, all that jazz. But what had happened is you might have noticed my legs have gotten weak in recent years. And it's so strange to try to buy newspapers in this town. It's very difficult. Our gift shop sells only the Washington Post and USA Today. So I was wandering around looking for a place that sold newspapers. It took me so much walking that my legs began to cave in. was desperately trying to make it back to my own hotel where I could sit down and get off my legs, but the legs simply crumbled under me and I fell down, got a few bruises, and some of the people who observed it called 911, and they come out there dramatic. It took them a half an hour to explain to them I do not want to go to the hospital. I'll assume my responsibility, because I know if they took me to the hospital, it'd be hours and hours and hours of all.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you're better now. We'll pray for you. Let's shift gears. What intel did Mark Anderson get? Has he been inside the Westfields Marriott yet?
Yes. He was inside and talked about how I haven't seen him since he went up today, but yesterday he told us about how they were grimly following everybody. You're sitting at the bar and talking to people. They're sitting there to listen, to make sure the customer doesn't do any say anything. Certainly not their personnel say anything to any stranger whatsoever. And, of course, the personnel are ordered to not look a Bilderberg boy in the eye, and only speak to him if he speaks to you. So if David Rockefeller says good morning, you're allowed to say, respond, good morning, Mr. Rockefeller.
Good morning.
And, all those kind of little rules they have, they're enforced. It makes a real, like your experience today, only your experience a little bit more interesting, I think. They're very grave, glum guys. And I remember that tall, blonde broad, she was kind of good-looking. Bad,
oh, so you did. So you did see She-Ra. She's running around, getting in everyone's face. I talked to one reporter who was just on her phone texting, and she walked over and grabbed her by the arm, grabbed the phone away, and went, "We have machine guns."
Yes, they'll try to grab a camera.
But I mean, what do you say? We have machine guns, and Americans are just supposed to crap their pants? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, more and more people are becoming aware. And that's why more and more congressmen and other public officials sometimes decline now, because they get mail and phone calls from their constituents saying, "Bilderbergers are a bunch of dirty gurneys. Do you attend those meetings?" And the guy says his mind effectively now, no. And then he calls up Bilderberg and says, "I can't make it." In fact, over the years, they've acknowledged that's a political problem for a lot of Americans. And, of course, Americans are, as you mentioned, subject to the Logan Act, if it was ever enforced. And the Logan Act has been expanded throughout the 20th century several times. It's not a just law passed in 1789 or something. It's still law of the land. It was not repealed. It's also a very active law if we don't enforce it.
I've never gotten as much intel myself. I've been really mean to the staff.
But also, we have other people inside, let's just say, the entourage of Bilderberg. Everything, I mean, you notice a month ago, I got the Palm Tree Summit, Palm Tree Conference. That was confirmed, their code word. They are very upset about that. What intel are you getting that's on their agenda? Have you learned any of what's front and center on their agenda from your inside source, the most delicious source?
Can you talk a little bit louder? I'm a little bit deaf.
I understand. Jim, what are your sources telling us?
Well, telling us what is actually pretty obvious. They're going to exploit, of course, the financial crisis in Europe, saying it could so badly affect the United States and the whole world. And, of course, as they have for several years now, use that as an attempt to get the Americans to accept. The Europeans already accepted the idea of a world treasury department, as you know, a giant step toward the creating a world government, sort of world treasury department. Some of them are saying the Fed should be expanded into a world trade department. And they're going up to, prices go down or up, depending on what suits their needs best. On oil, of course, they play the same game every year after a Bilderberg meeting, sometimes before, like now, the prices go down. But you'll notice that they never go down below the level they were a year ago. So
Yeah, they're training you as it goes upward, and you have a source saying that's what they're always jockeying and debating is how to destroy the economy to make us political slaves, but not too quick to wake us up. They want a slow, deliberate destruction. What else is on their agenda? Did you get any intel about our intelligence is, we had this 2 days ago, it's confirmed now that they were going to shut everything down early and are freaking out over the mainstream media attention.
Well, they did that once before. It would not surprise me if they do it. One time they left on a, they were all gone on Sunday night, and there's no reason to hang around on Monday. So that's happened once or twice before, and also it's because they're outraged at the turnout and so forth, and those dirty, rotten nationalists who give them so much problem. And, of course, they're overwhelmed with what's happened in recent years. They've been very depressed every year since then. As we mentioned before, they in the 1990s, they were confidently predicting we'd have a world government by the year 2000. That's 12 years ago. And they've been going back, and it's because of the increasing public awareness. The Europeans can, excuse me, heavy attention. The independent newspapers in this country, about 100 of them, give this proper attention. Not the Washington Post, the L.A. Times, or the New York Times, each of which control more than 100 newspapers, small from small dailies to middle-sized dailies in middle-sized cities, along with their main newspaper, and they can impose a Bilderberg ban on all of their papers, but they cannot impose that same ban on a privately owned newspaper, not part of anybody's chain, or maybe its own small chain somewhere.
And that's like AmericanFreePress.net, the Epoch Times, Infowars.com. You know, Drudge Report is the number one driver of news worldwide. It drives more than Twitter and Facebook combined. How big has it been that Matt Drudge, who's, I know, tunes in occasionally, I'll just leave it at that, hi, Matt, that Matt has been posting and covering Bilderberg the last 5 years or so?
The Drudge Report?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't see it very much. I'm not very good on these computer things. I try to find
them. No, I understand. I'm just saying that's really got to upset them, that the biggest one news source in the world is covering it.
Well, the European newspapers have covered it since we were able that started some years ago when our then Spotlight readers wrote in after reading our story about Bilderberg. We got it earlier that year of where they're going to meet and when, and said, should we call up the local media and contact them? Well, I should have thought about that years ago. I said, yes. And that was the year, I think it was Sweden or some such place, upper island countries of the continent. For the first time, Henry Kissinger and the others were shocked when they got off their helicopters and walking toward their limousines to be confronted with 100, not 100 at that point, but maybe 40 reporters yelling questions at them. They were just simply stunned. And it's gotten worse for them, obviously, ever since, because now when Bilderberg meets, we send a letter from American Free Press to all of our readers within a 200-mile circumference, telling them about it, suggesting they contact their media, and they do.
It's beautiful what's happening, and people should subscribe to get that amazing reportage at AmericanFreePress.net. There's also a phone number there on the site. When Mark Anderson's on later, I'll be sure and give that number. I don't have it in front of me. Jim, if you happen to have it, you're welcome to give it out. But quickly now, because I've been bringing up a lot of subjects, in the 5-6 minutes... Okay. Mark Anderson is there. He'll be coming back in a moment. Is Jim still there?
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Okay, good. Yes, Jim had to step up to get Mark Anderson into the hotel room. Okay, I understand. Same thing we're doing here. Okay, but let's bring Tukier. That's what they call him in Turkey. That's his nickname. Hey, are you there, Jim?
Yeah, Mark's in the door now.
Okay, we're going to go to him after the break in 5 minutes. Jim, without me interrupting you, I know you've got several sources, let's just leave it at that, that are permanent sources. Has your source contacted you yet with their concerns or what's on the main agenda versus the little fake press release they put out? Can you give us the data dump on, so far, what you've got?
Well, yes, Van Rompuy, President of the European Council, and Jean-Claude Trichet, President of the European Central Bank, they're going to make a presentation on how to fix the world economy. I'm not sure just which day they're going to do it. There's going to be a big discussion on the global economy, China, Europe, and the European Euro. They expect Merkel to be, as in the lady prime minister of Germany, to catch a lot of grief at this meeting. She normally attends, and I think she will. And then just today, on CBS Good Morning, former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates praises Obama and suggests that war is necessary. So, yes, they're still psyching up for a war on for Israel to attack Iran so the Americans will come in and do most of the bleeding and dying and, of course, pay for the war, too. So Gates has attended in the past, will probably be there this weekend, even just today, call on the public to support an attack on Iran. Well, he gave the reason why we have to win this war. Obama's just doing a wonderful job of doing the necessary, making necessary military preparations, which is really a call for a war, but he's trying to put it in different terms. So,
yeah, that's moving back onto the front burner. Continue. Anything else on the agenda so far?
That's all I've gotten so far. You're a step ahead of me this year.
Well, Jim, expanding on this, yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff I'm going to give you today. It's amazing the stuff we've got. I've just got to codify it all and write it all up. I've got my notes here. I actually lost my notes. I'm having to reconstruct them now. It's driving me crazy. But, Jim, what do you make of the increased security? Do you think it's just because they know a big protest and there's so much media? Or is it more? I mean, they're acting really freaked out. And the intel I've got is they may sneak Obama, and Romney has denied to the press, my sources, I'll just leave it at that, that he's attending. But we've got this, the Republican senator from Wisconsin is on the list inside. I already have that intel and a bunch of other people. So it looks like this meeting is going to be very important this year.
Yes, but like you said, they're very uncomfortable. They're likely to duck out on Sunday like they've done before. They just don't enjoy it when they have this much attention. Opposite of what they've always wanted, they want to be absolutely 100% secret. They are, for Obama, they know he'll follow orders. And they prefer to have Obama as president. And they'll throw a lot of money at him, indirectly, of course. But they know that Romney will follow orders, and as usual, they'll own both horse in a two-horse race, but their preferred horse in starting gate number one is Obama.
So your intel is that they are still leaning towards Obama as a better front man to carry out their crimes?
Yes, he's been very obedient so far.
So the elite are very pleased with Obama.
Yes, they are pleased with Obama. I'm not.
Well, that's because you're a bad man.
Oh, yeah. Look how liberal I am. I voted for Obama. When you voted for Obama, you also voted for a self-proclaimed communist. Self-proclaimed until he's 41 years old and stopped because of political advice.
Yeah, the re-education camp news confirmed is pretty shocking. Jim, amazing. We're going to talk to Mark Anderson, roving editor of American Free Press, your colleague on the other side. You're welcome after you have one of your little cigarettes to pop back in with any thoughts you've got. But Mark Anderson coming up, and Jim, I'll see you at 6 o'clock. Thank you. I'll see you at 6 o'clock. All right, folks, we'll be right back. More calls coming up. And I got a ton of other articles we haven't even gotten to yet. It's at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from less than a mile away from the site of Bilderberg 2012, the thing that didn't exist. Kind of like Australia's has a new regulation where you get a $1.1 million Aussie dollar fine if you say you don't like carbon taxes. That's actually in their newspapers. They're like, oh, yes, we'll have agents in the restaurants and on the streets. If we hear you, 1.1 mil, second offense, arrested. I mean, that's North Korea. You don't cry for Kim Jong-il or, you know, you go to jail. And now the same globalist crooks who want to destroy our republic and all of free Europe and all of England and all of the U.K., they're here now. They're here now. Posing as socialites. Their minions are here. Their advance teams. And they've shut it down days before the Westville's Marriott. They have some attractive blonde Bond villain Swedish chick running around telling staff and others. There's a story one of the reporters told us this morning. We confirmed from people that work there that they come through and threaten the staff. And then just say, we want you to know there's going to be full auto machine guns, which shows the woman must know nothing about guns. Or, I mean, who cares? We're not scared. Like we've done something wrong. Charlie Skelton with the London Guardian. Big international news the last few years. He's been covering it. I've been a godsend on that front. And we're also joined by Mark Anderson, roving reporter for AmericanFreePress.net, the guys that started it all 35 years ago. They are here with us as well. And so both of you gentlemen, Charlie will be with us a little bit in the next hour. We've just got Mark until the end of this hour, but both of you riding shotgun right now. Mark, give us your data dump, your intel, the metal fence, not here 4 years ago, them throwing me out of there today, throwing the rest of the media out, now running backgrounds of all the people throwing them out. What do you make of all of this?
Well, one thing I can tell you that compared to Europe, they're doing the close down a lot more aggressively this year and more in advance. 2 years ago in Spain at Sitges, my assistant and I were wandering through the empty hotel. Of course, it's like a funeral home before they get there. And we were unmolested. I was walking from room to room, looking all over the place, and there was nobody around, not even security that would see me or be anywhere near me. This year, you can't even breathe loudly in there without somebody watching you. Even 2 days ago, if you walked off the beaten path, you had somebody following you. I mean, if you didn't make a beeline to the bathroom or the restaurant and you were looking at the art on the wall and the place looks like an art museum, there, you know, you could feel the eyes upon you. There was local hotel security. And then another day later, there was some, you know, U.S. Navy license plates and other kind of odd vehicles there. And it just kept escalating. I've been there several times, and each day it was more furtive glances over the shoulder, you know.
And since you mentioned the artwork, and I wanted to get back in this year, but my guys were able to, but they saw me and I wasn't able to get in this morning. I thought I'd send them in first last night. It's like little children with black circles around their eyes. It's subtle, but it's like it's basically zombie children is the artwork. Charlie, have you seen the artwork?
No, I'm not quite sure what artwork is this.
How's his audio, guys? Good. Fantastic. Yeah, they've just got really creepy little children, you know, just standing there, you know, paintings, but then they've got black circles around their eyes. And if you look close, it's like they're dead.
Okay, I missed that. But
Mark, have you seen the creepy art?
A couple of them were a little foreboding looking. I didn't look real closely. I was more getting the lay of the land, the lay of the hotel. I learned that they're going to meet mostly in the West Wing, kind of an ironic thing, you know, the West Wing. I had a contact in there who learned that they're mostly using the west wing of the hotel. So I was looking at the big picture, not so much the pictures on the wall. But, yeah, a couple of them were a little, you know, foreboding. I don't know if they're, you know, as macabre as what you would say, you know, but I didn't look that
well, close. Well, I'm a painter. I'm a painter. That's why. I mean, I mean, I'm not like some great trained eye, but it's pretty obvious actually if you look closer. But enough of me on that. Continuing, what do you make of them running background checks? I've confirmed this with sources in the hotel that they're running background checks on everybody last night with big computer banks lined up, just like I'd seen the day of the event when they kicked us out 4 years ago. But this is days early, and actually throwing people already checked in out.
I've heard a little bit about that. I don't know about the background checks in some highly technical way. I do know that, you know, as I said, they were watching people very closely, no matter who you were, no matter what you were doing, even 2 or 3 days ago. I didn't personally confirm what you're saying in detail. But by this time, I haven't been there in about 24 hours. By this time, I'm sure it's stepped up a lot, as you got done describing, with some sort of blonde chick running, you know, kind of running the overall thing. And but I've been, of course, contacting a lot of area and national media because we have to break the media blackout that isn't so pronounced in Europe but still persists here largely. So
Well said. Stay right there. I want to get more of your take on what's happening. Again, roving editor of AmericanFreePress.net joining us. Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian. Be sure and tell people all the sub-websites to see all your amazing reportage and photos and also your dark satire on these guys. Tell us about your experiences, both getting in to the command center. You know, you live in Airstrip 1, but you actually entered the command base of Orwellianism. You're now in the former Republic of the United States, now Bankerstan. You're here in the middle of all these defense contractors, the greatest nesting in the world. What have you been experiencing, Charlie Skelton?
Well, I do find Chantilly a little bit disturbing, I have to say. It's a strange place. I mean, just simply driving along and seeing these mammoth arms companies everywhere, and you realize you are in the belly of the beast here. I mean, it's no wonder that the security's tight. I mean, this place is security. Everything is, the whole place is just a world of security. And, you know, it's what I find interesting about the banks of computers, the sheer size of what's going on in terms of both the organization and the security, is that this is a big event. And, 4 years ago, I didn't even know it existed until I walked along the street in Greece and saw Jim Tucker. I wasn't even sure I was in the right place. You know, but it's getting bigger and bigger from the outside. We're sort of catching up finally with Peter Bullock and treating it with the respect it deserves in the sense of its scale and its importance.
Exactly. I want both of your take on this, but first, Charlie's. The establishment, if you go back 25, 35 years when Jim was covering, would just say it doesn't exist. A total mind game, like a Jedi mind trick. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. And laugh at everyone. But now the system's lost so much credibility because once you discover one part of the shadow state, then you discover, wow, what we thought was the state is just the front. There's this whole thing, and that's why they like to meet here, is it's right in the heart of what Eisenhower warned us of, the military-industrial complex. And it really is upsetting them that now it's not just the puppet presidents and prime ministers that come and go. We're now addressing the real power structure.
Yeah, and if you look at the history of Bilderberg, which is what I'm writing for my next piece, it's just going back over how it was born, and it's born out of the CIA and MI6. I mean, I'm going to use a photograph, actually. You can see it online. I'm going to use it in my piece of the head of the OSS, William Donovan, sitting next to Joseph Ratzinger, and sitting next to Thomas Braden, who's in charge of Operation Mockingbird and in charge of the European arm of the American Committee on United Europe, ACUE, which was headed up by Donovan. And these are the people that pump money through the European movement, which is the predecessor, really, of Bilderberg. And so this place is... Bilderberg was spawned by a mixture of American and British intelligence.
Yeah, it's come back home.
And bankers, yeah.
That's it. Tell us more about your piece. They created the corporate world government, where they're exempt from the laws, and they put a bunch on us.
Yeah, and I think that when people talk about, who are perhaps less informed, talk about Bilderberg as I just think they're just getting together to try and, you know, sort out, they're trying to sort the world out for us, you know. I mean, in a sense that's true, but not in quite the way that I think people mean that when they say it. And I think there's you talked about this Jedi mind trick of what's happened. I think that what's happened, one of the big things that happened, is that the lid has been kept so tightly on this story for so long that the mainstream media has kind of forgotten about it, and now that when the alternative media is talking about it, they're sort of, the mainstream media can't bear the fact they don't know about this thing, so they almost shut their minds to it. They're going, yeah, come on, look, it's nothing. If it was something, I'd know about it. You know,
let me tell you, from 4 years ago, the police were nice 4 years ago and did their job and were constitutional. This year, they were just, they couldn't, it was like I was a rock star, and they were looking at me friendly and shaking my hand, and oh, yeah, and then behind the scenes, well, oh, yeah, we know they're mafia. And I'm like, the police are like totally on our side now. This is a 180.
Really?
Amazing today. Yeah, I was like, wow. Yeah, they finally get it. That's the mafia. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the good guy.
Well, I remember in Spain, one of the extraordinary things was how much on the side of the protesters the police were, even up to the chief of the police locally. You know,
same thing happened in Switzerland.
Yeah. I mean, they were literally saying, yes, we understand. I mean, 2 days before the Spanish Bilderberg, the police were marching up and down the streets for their pay. You know, which had just been cut. And people were saying, look, you're pointing in the wrong direction here. You need to turn around. We're not the, you know, the protesters were saying, we're not the enemies. And the Spanish protesters were very sophisticated, and they spoke to the Spanish police and explained the situation. And the police were completely, you know, cognizant of what was going on. And I think that is changing. That's an extraordinary thing. Because once the system loses control of the police, then that's sort of it, isn't it?
Well, that's what happened to Ceausescu in Romania. Mark Anderson, where do you think Bilderberg is today? I mean, is this not the beginning of a rout, what you witnessed in the high mountains there in the Swiss Alps last year? What do you think they're thinking right now? And what do you think of what Charlie said about, really, Bilderberg is the New World Order?
Well, yeah, the Honorable John Rarick, the late congressman, confirmed in remarks in the Congressional Record that a Joseph Redinger was behind this. And the intel thing is very true, the intel roots of this. And a lot of people ascribe the founding of this to Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Of course, he was the figurehead, but it was the intel group that Charlie spoke of that really was the roots of this. And then they got so many years before the Internet came along and before everyone had a camera on their cell phone, before cell phones, of course. And, they, you know, they got away largely unscathed. But now, probably like NATO, they're having to redefine themselves. There was a bit of a rout in Switzerland. They had bad weather coming in. They got in late and left early. There was a warrant for Henry Kissinger's arrest floating around, this and that. We asked the police if they were going to do anything about it. They just sort of shrugged their shoulders. The most they did for us was give a cake to David Rockefeller for his birthday. To add a little bit of wit and humor to the overall thing. But, yeah, there's no doubt that they're part of their discussions, I surmise at least, is going to be, you know, well, their leaders are getting way up in years. You know, Kissinger and Rockefeller, no matter how many organ transplants or fancy drugs they may use, I say that somewhat wryly, but, you know, they can't live forever. So with their octogenarian leaders turning into fossils, I don't know that they can, you know, go much further without maybe breaking off into separate committees, being a little less obvious about all meeting under one
sure.
roof. It's a little difficult to say, but I'm really working hard this year to amplify what Charlie and AFP do to get area and regional and national media on this, because we need to get the U.S. matching Europe in not shying away from this. But yet what Charlie said has some truth to it, that a lot of media have this sort of psych-out thing where they say, well, you know, I can't really deal with this. You know, either my boss won't let me or I should have known about it, but you know, my plate's
well, they also have to admit that we were right all these years, and the word is they don't get promoted if they do report it, but it's even better because it just discredits and shows how controlled they are. But what about, Charlie, you were trying to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say on the point earlier that, in fact, this year is quite an interesting one because they've got a new chairman. Etienne Davignon is finally gone. And
that was some African weapon stuff. He's in a little bit of trouble right now.
I'm sure. The new guy is you know, he's 57 years old. He's a younger guy. He's Henri de Castries, and he's the head of AXA Group, a big AXA insurance, so something like the ninth biggest company in the world by revenue. So he is the young guard. And if you look at some of the people coming in, like, I'm going to mispronounce his name, I'm sure, Peter Thiel or Thiel.
Well, they're bringing in all the Facebook people.
Exactly. So
the Dragon X News private space group, they're giving our infrastructure to them.
So, you know, they are reinventing themselves. Kissinger stepped aside, and we're looking at a new generation this year. And so, yeah, they're not the kind of people to get left behind.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Mark Anderson, American Free Press? What do you make of the fact that they are bringing in a new tech guard, the Schmitz of Google, the Apple people creeping around? Looks like the Panopticon NSA, its children that it created are actually now becoming the new Bilderberg.
You know, that's probably indicative of the collusion and cooperation among high tech and Intel, and how that ties into the overall intelligence community and how that ties into Bilderberg and the laws. You know, Congress is trying to pass all these laws with these alphabet soup names that would, you know, make these companies share user data with government agencies. There's been one bill after another trying to get through Congress, ACTA, you know, PIPA, all these different ones.
And they're already doing it, as the CIA director said a few months ago. Yeah, we're listening to you over your phone and your toaster. Yeah, you pay for the tax.
The chairman that's replacing Davignon, is he with Intel? Was that an Intel tech outfit? What was that?
That's insurance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insurance, yeah, mainly.
Which is just banks, but yeah.
Oh, what's the guy's name?
Henri de Castries. He's got some. He's the fifth Comte de whatever you could want.
That's how we knew that was a two-year-old list that was getting circulated last week, because it still had Etienne Davignon, the Viscount, as the head of it.
Yeah, I've long suspected that some of these lists floating around, which don't change much, are, you know, only marginally accurate. Maybe two-thirds of the names are right and one-third aren't.
Can I mention something on the subject?
Yes, go ahead.
Which is just, I just struck me, you were talking about the new high-tech Intel people. There's a very funny video on the Onion video about the CIA and how they don't really have to do their job anymore after the creation of all this social networking stuff, which, you know, obviously they had a hand in creating as well. But if you look at it, you look at the CIA on Onion video, and it's just, they're basically the guy from CIA going, yeah, we kind of don't really have to do anything anymore. It's just there in front of us.
Well, it's like ties between the NSA and Google. They created it. They've got secret command bases at NASA facilities. I mean, it is the government. It's just that the government's like, hey, we'll give people taxpayer-created technology. We'll make it public and make people opt in so that they waive their rights, and then we'll all make money off of it. I mean, they're now handing the space program over to these guys. It's still the infrastructure we paid for. It's not real privatization. It's rapification, I would call it.
The line between public and private is almost gone.
Yeah, and again, I would be for real privatization if it's a new project. But when you give someone the lake system with all the infrastructure, and they keep charging you taxes, but now the local SWAT team is a private, where I live, they have private LCRA SWAT teams and private surveillance cameras, and they're just jacking prices up and laughing at everyone. I mean, this is ridiculous. That's why they got so many libertarians in Bilderberg. These aren't real libertarians. They're these fraudatarians. Any comments on that, Charlie?
Yeah, well, I do find this, the presence of libertarians in Bilderberg, quite difficult to understand. You know, philosophically, it's quite a complicated issue. You know, people like the PayPal guy, Peter Thiel, what he does, you know, he's setting up islands offshore to be new sovereignties. He paints himself a kind of Ayn Rand super free marketeer. But how that fits, you know, it's difficult. It requires study.
They get everybody wanting privatization, but really it's handover infrastructure to them. It's just, it's like a pirate. It's piratization. Stay there, Mr. Anders. We're going to come back and get your take on this and Charlie's. But then they know everybody's going to run from the imploded society. They're going to have the offshore islands.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship. And one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Segment with Mark Anderson, but he'll be back on with us again more in the next few days, and I'll be doing on-the-street live interviews, Ustream, Justin TV, all of them at Infowars.com. Charlie Skelton's going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour, and we're going to take your phones, your phone calls after that, but at Infowars.com, go to the green link, just Bilderberg 2012, it's got them throwing me out of the hotel, and more, and again, on that page, that's where you'll see the live stuff go out, and then it's immediately archived and posted there. And we got 3.5 million viewers just on Justin last year. We're doing Ustream right now. We're going to be doing some Justin as well. But the establishment can't deal with numbers like that. 3.5 mil, just 20 videos or so we uploaded. Charlie Skelton's our guest, again, into the next hour at London Guardian. Finishing up with Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Mark, I mean, this is the globalist. This is the New World Order. This is Europe expanding.
Is resistance mounting? Your take on any other facets we haven't covered?
I had your voice drop on a little technical problem on my end. Am I coming through?
Hey, Mark, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but not as well.
Okay, well, that's okay. Any other points you think are important or observations?
Well, coming out of the NATO summit in Chicago, which I covered, I suspect what NATO people usually hear that they'll carry over to continue to look at their lies about Afghanistan, that we're only going to be there till 2014 when we know full well, as I confirmed in February, that we're going to be there at least till 2016. They're going to look at the whole creation, at least parts thereof, of creating a Trans-Pacific Partnership, a huge super NAFTA free trade deal for their budding Pacific Union. They want an African Union. There's no doubt that what NATO put on the table, Bilderberg will continue to mull over in some way, shape, or form, because NATO typically will have people there. And the drone strikes are said to increase under NATO, as NATO-related speakers said at a Chicago gathering I covered. They're going to rely more on a leaner approach to the military, which means more unmanned military missions, which means more drone strikes, and also something called smart defense was discussed at NATO. And I think a lot of this will wind up on the floor on the agenda in some way, going into Bilderberg, because there's so much interaction between the NATO brass, the NATO heads, intelligence, and Bilderberg. It's all kind of, one big happy family.
Sure. I mean, let's be clear. It's a global private corporate system that survives off tax money and fake al-Qaeda threats they create, and but then use in Syria and Libya as the good guys, but then give up our rights because they're also the bad guys. It's like a, fix-all skeleton key they use. They're now announcing that the Air Force is going to double the amount of drones from 10,000 to 20,000, 30,000 domestic drones against us. It is invasion of the robots. They're also developing all these ground robots. We've got a crazy elite with automated computer factories where robots work on robots. This is their words, launching a giant drone attack on us. I mean, this is a science fiction movie. Mark Anderson, comments on that, and we're going to go to break and come back and get Charlie Skelton's take on that.
Well, none of that would surprise me. I'd have to independently confirm all those details. It sounds like something out of a Star Wars movie where you have these drone armies, but there's no doubt they're going to step up unmanned military things, and one of the things they want to add is smart defense, which includes using fewer live soldiers, but mostly involves merging defense decision-making. This was revealed at NATO, meaning that NATO will embed itself more deeply into the decision-making processes of its member states, meaning that Congress and the people will be cut out even more out of the
decision. Sure, unified command. That's what. Mark, stay there. Five more minutes. I want to get Charlie's take on this and have you finish up. But that's what they told Congress. They're not involved in war now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.